the greater the store, the greater the stability of the store, and the greater the force with which the water gushes out. If the store is so simple or small one, it is bubbling, and the flow also is very ineffective. But if the store is full, the stability of the store is very powerful, and the flow also is very powerful. As you rise therefore higher and higher and higher and higher, and you come to the supreme, you'll find that moves not. You really reach a stage where there's a complete stability and a complete power, dynamism, of full force of action. The king is one, even in ordinary human beings, who is stable. He's not deflected. He's not restless. He's completely in a state of mastery. And the sign of mastery is stability, unshaken. Even when you describe heroism of anybody, a hero is one who is unshaken. In spite of tremendous problems that he may be facing, he remains quiet, strong, unmoved. And yet his powerful action is heroic. When needed, he springs into action and goes straight to the target and determines what he wants to do with the target. Such is the nature of a hero. He moves not. Standing, he attracts everything. He moves everything. Unmoved mover. It is we in our ordinary consciousness make a big opposition between stability and movement. But as you rise higher and higher, the two coexist. Not only coexist, they are one and the same. Motion and stability are the same. You might say, the stability is nothing but complete concentration of force, of energy, of movement. When all movement is stabilized, it becomes unshakable, stable poise. So the Brahman is at once the immobile and the mobile. The reality is static and dynamic. And the two are not different but one. It is not as if in 3/4 part of Brahman it is stable, and 1/4 part of it is moving. That is not the image that should be created in the mind. Even in the movement, the Brahman is present. And that Brahman which is present is immobile, completely. The Brahman is completely, not 3/4, stable, fully stable. Even the movement, in every movement, the Brahman is absolutely stable. The passivity and the activity. In Upanishad we have the concept of what is called sthanu. Sthanu is a word in Sanskrit. The stable. Nishkriya. Nishkriya is that which is devoid of action. and sakriya, that which is full of action. Nishkriya and sakriya are both one. Such is the nature of our reality. And if you have to grow into that reality, we can attain the same. If you look at Sri Aurobindo and the mother, the peace, Himalayan peace in their consciousness. And yet, their action, their words, their writings, if you see them, powerful writings, omnipotent writings, in fact. If you read The Life Divine, it's a huge book. Now, it is said, and Mother herself has said, that Sri Aurobindo wrote in a state of complete silence. When we write, we cogitate so much in our mind, whether to put this word here or that word there and this way or that way. But Sri Aurobindo's mind was completely silent. No ripple of movement. And through that mind, most potent words were being manifested. When you look at the mother, when you went to the mother, you felt you were entering into a huge column of peace. And this was all the time. Even when she talked to you, you felt she was absolutely stable. A column of peace all the time. There was no state, no movement at all. And yet, when she spoke, it was a power, smashing power, in fact. And all kinds of powers, sweetness, utter sweetness. One smile of her, and you become her slave for the life. You know? At one stroke, you felt all your desires were smashed. For Upanishad says, do not desire. And if you go to the mother with some desire in your mind, at one stroke, your desires are smashed. You are free from desires. Your weaknesses are transformed into strength. You go helpless. When you come back from her, you are full of confidence. All kinds of powers manifesting all the time. This is the mark of the Brahman. If you realize the Brahman, if you become the Brahman, realization means you become the Brahman. You become means you are the Brahman actually. Only you become aware. You have forgotten that we are Brahman. That is gone. And you become, you realize you are Brahman. And therefore, now we are introduced to the central part of the Upanishad. That is the next one. Verse number 6 and 7. These two verses describe to you what is called self-realization. This word self-realization is perhaps the most important statement. What is self-realization? It is to realize yourself, what you are. You are all that is described here. But we have forgotten all that we are. We have forgotten that we are all one. There is only one actually. We only think at present so many divisions, this body, that body, that body. We live in divisions. We have forgotten that there is only oneness. So to become aware that there is only oneness is self-realization. You realize there is only oneness.